in life, during life, any action, if you take any action during life, for that action, the first step from all is that what we need to understand is that a person, when he implements the action, how much, how clear is he that he's going to do the action? How serious is he that he's going to do the action? How much conviction has he got in the action? The more serious a person is, the more, you could say, committed, then he focuses on the action, and that work has progress, performance. Allah Ta'ala also helps. So the more serious you are about an action, the better it is. If you're not serious, and despite that you plan, you will not be successful. Take any action in the world. Let's say you want to open up a business, open a shop. If you're serious, if you really want to do this, and you're serious that I need to open this shop, initiate this business, then you'll get up, you'll look for it, you'll research, you'll work hard, because you're serious. You'll go in the cold, you'll ask people, is there a shop? I need a business. A person who's serious, he'll go out looking, seeking. The person who's not serious, he'll make plans, oh, I'll start tomorrow or in a couple of days' time. Two opposites. Am I right or am I wrong? This is the case, isn't it? So the person who is not serious can never be successful in life. And the factor that will make us serious, which is important for us, and due to which we should be serious, for which we should be serious, is the akhirah, the hereafter, the life in the hereafter. We should be most serious about that, because there's a life after this world. And that's the real destination. And that's the real work that we have to do here. Look how Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim has reminded us. Every verse of the Qur'an, if a person reads it, recites it, then what's the message that it gives to insan, the human being? Allah has given such a kitab, the Qur'an Hakim, the kitab Allah, that's been made very easy for us. And Allah has made it so simple for us to understand, so simple. Allah said Himself in the Qur'an that in a very simple way and mode, I'm giving you the Qur'an. So that you don't make an excuse. And scholars will understand the Qur'an in their way, the muhaddithin, the commentators. And a person who's uneducated, illiterate from the wilderness, he'll understand the Qur'an also in his way. But whoever understands the Qur'an, there'll be one message that the Qur'an will give to him that will come into his heart, that recognize your Lord and prepare for the hereafter. Subhanallah. I've seen that when I used to go to the village, and my jaws would drop open. Person, very simple, not complicated lifestyle. When you see him and hear him, you could see that his lifestyle was very simple. Couldn't read the Quran, uneducated. But subhanAllah, due to his seriousness, commitment, he would understand the Quran in such a way that I was surprised that such beautiful reminders he was given to us from the Quran. And people would come and sit next to him. And after sitting to such a person, you get the learning from the kitab of Allah. That Allah's message is haq, it is truth. Allah has said that I've made the Qur'an simple for whom? For those who want to understand the Qur'an. I've made it simple for them. So what does it mean to understand? The person who is serious. Now if you'll be serious with regards to dhikr, then dhikr will affect you. It will improve you. It will give you the benefits. Cannot be that he doesn't do that because the person's serious. So if a person's serious, then his emotions improve, his feelings improve. And with regards to the world, if we're serious, we get success. Then what about the real destination for which we should be most serious? What is that? The life in the hereafter. And we are just stuck in things in the world. If this happens, that happens, that person's happy, this person's happy, he doesn't accept and she doesn't accept, etc. These are all dreams. These are all dreams. Yes, we should be totally committed and focused for one destination. That is the akhirah, the hereafter, about which Allah Ta'ala said that I will take you into paradise, I'll give you such mansions and palaces beneath which will be rivers flowing, khalidina fiha, forever and ever. The wife you will get, she will be forever. She will never pass away, her teeth will not fall out, her nose will be nice and won't be spoiled, and she'll never cough or she'll never get a flu, and she won't get old like an old woman every day as the years pass. No, rather as the time passes, she'll look even more younger. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Everything will be like this. That you won't get any fruits that have gone off or any mangoes that are rotten. There'll be no hairs falling off the body. There'll be no smell. And there'll be no dirt coming out of the body. Rather, in Jannah, there'll be a marketplace. That marketplace, when a person will wander around and come back, then his beauty will have increased after the activity. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So, this is Allah Ta'ala's glory and His power that with regards to the hereafter, and He's told us how we should be serious. I speak about myself, 24 hours a day we have, and how serious are we with regards to the hereafter in that time? And with regards to the world, the dunya, don't even ask. Don't have so much fikr and concern and worry for the dunya that if we sit down and count, it doesn't even stop, doesn't cease. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah, what beautiful point. That if you are concerned about the hereafter, and worried about the hereafter, Allah says, then I'll take over your worry for the world. Allah says, if you worry about the hereafter, I'll give you rizq, Allah says. I'll give you wealth, I'll give you happiness, I'll give you health. Allah says, if you take the worry, the concern of the hereafter, we say, no, that's too hard. Allah, we just want what we want in this world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is coming to your understanding what I'm saying? So seriousness, focus. You have to be focused, committed. Now, I would like to, on this note, speak about something that we should be serious about. Maybe this will come into your hearts and drop into the heart. Very serious point. Look, within a good deed, when a person does a good deed, good amal, a good deed, a pious deed, any deed that a person carries out, any action, yeah? So if we take an action, now, this deed has a very strong resemblance with a point in nature. So remember, a good deed, any action that we do, any good deed, for example, if we, there's an obstacle in front of somebody, you move that obstacle out of the way, what's that? That's a good deed. Have we ever thought, talk about seriousness now, that the obstacle I've moved out of the way, Qiyamah comes, I stand up, everyone's presenting their deeds, my deeds are running out, I'll say, wait, that you assisted my servant, he had an obstacle, and remember you moved that glass or the object out of the way, and I'll say, or will say, such a small action, Allah, I'll say, for that reason I will forgive you, Allah says, Subhanallah, for that reason, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And this is what we call a good deed. In other words, any good deed, Allah says, even a deed equivalent to the weight of a particle will not go to waste. Allah says, that won't go to waste. So we like praying tahajjud, when it's the all of the dirt and impurities that may be within us. But it doesn't matter how much dirt and impurity there is within the deed. But such a deed which is for the sake of Allah, solely, for us that's a minor deed and we don't pay attention to it. But Allah Ta'ala may forgive due to that deed. Due to that deed, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Tell me, so what a beautiful point here. So seriousness, commitment, focused. Yeah. So let's take a good deed. So if we look at a good deed, this example I just gave you, and then you look at a flower, it resembles a lot the good deed. Because when we look at the trees and fruits grow on the trees, and it's tall, it has branches and twigs, and it's very tall, and nice fruits grow on that tree. What's the root of that tree? Is one seed. It's a seed, isn't it? The root of that tree. That seed is sown. An individual, he sows that seed, he plants that seed, and that seed becomes a tree. Flowers, fruits, mangoes, supplying the world. Trade, buying, selling. And who initiated that? One small seed was planted. That seed wasn't planted, would the tree come? No, it never would grow. Would it? So if we see that this seed, it became a tall tree, and it then is growing fruit and supplying to people, and there was one element within that tree, that seed that was planted, there was effort that was made on that seed that was planted, some effort upon that seed, some effort was made. That Subhanallah, when Allah Ta'ala allowed that seed to be cultivated and to be worked upon, then Subhanallah, somebody, when that seed, it grew and the plant sprouted out of the ground, and somebody looked after it. And I'm talking to you about a tall tree. Then we suck the mango, ask the mango, where did you come from? He said, I just came out of this seed. Yeah, you know, the stone inside of the mango, and then you suck the mango and you eat it, you enjoy it. Where's it emanated from? Where's it come from? That benefit. So that seed, when it allowed the plant to sprout out of the ground, then the person who's farming there, he looked after it, protected it from severe heat and sunlight, gave it water, allowed it to grow and get energy. And another seed, you don't look after it. Same seed in the ground, after a while the plant grows, and then even if it goes a bit tall, then it gets affected by the weeds and spiders, insects eating it, no one looks after it, and it withers away because it wasn't looked after. Wasn't looked after. So here on this side now, when we do a good deed, the situation is the same. It's a minor deed, maybe, a small deed. I'll give the example of a small seed. And if we work on that seed, make effort on that seed, cultivate and farm, then that seed, it will grow to a plant. That deed will grow strong and tall, and in the akhirah it will allow you to walk into Jannah, just like that tree that grew from the seed. You understand the similarity of the action that's looked after and grows and becomes strong. So if a person, for example, a seed, it grows, it was protected from the sunlight, from bad weather, from severities of weather. In other words, to look after it, that plant, in a balanced way, but regularly ongoing. In the same way, any amal, any deed, if Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, we do an amal, then continuously to look after it, that deed, continuously to grab hold of it, to look after it, to protect it. What do we call this? The name that's given to this is steadfastness, regularity, consistency. Say subhanAllah. What do we call this? Istiqamat, steadfastness, regularity. To be consistent, continue flow. When you get even a so-called minor deed and you do it, and the person is regular in doing that deed, steadfast on that deed, then what's he doing with that deed? That deed continues to grow, expand, benefit. Give benefit, and life comes into that good deed. Strength comes into that good deed. Subhanallah. And then that good deed, it spreads, becomes vast. Alhamdulillah, that minor deed becomes azeem, great and strong. Because that person perseveres and is steadfast, then he attains a very high status, maqam. And this is called the result of istiqamat, of being steadfast, regular, consistent, committed. But we are unfortunate. The situation with us is that we do not adopt istiqamat, steadfastness, regularity. There's a big loss here. We sow the seed, we plant the seed, then we forget that we need to protect this deed. We need to look after this deed, protect it from the severities around in the environment. Don't leave it. Do it ongoing. Do it regularly. Be steadfast. But a person forgets. So our amal, how long does it continue for? That as long as we enjoy doing that amal. Many people, they come, they have enjoyment. Hazrat Sahib, teach me dhikr, tell us as well, advise us, and they learn dhikr. In the first day, there's a lot of passion and fervor. They sit, they come to the majlis, mashallah, this brother, he's reached a high level status, and he's practicing now. People see this as well, but in reality, the reality is what? That there's no enjoyment in this. Enjoyment is there where a person, he is progressing, he's practicing, but he never stops, he continues, and he is elevated and given a high maqam. And in life, he did one action, alhamdulillah, but he grabbed hold of it, he did it consistently, regularly, without looking left and right, without putting on the brakes, and he doesn't leave it. Subhanallah. And that is a very important amal for that person in life, and that is deserving of him getting forgiveness. But a person who just practices once or just a couple of times with a lot of energy, and oh look, he's got great maqam, he started to break tahajjud, nawafil actions, recites Quran, but as time passes, nafs, the base desires are very strong, very clever, and when his enjoyment ceases, because we travel along the path of enjoyment, when something gives us enjoyment, we continue to do it. But remember, our objective is not enjoyment, it is radha, pleasure of Allah, not personal enjoyment. Say subhanallah. It's not enjoyment, it is pleasure of Allah, that Allah should be pleased with us. That's our objective. So whether we enjoy or not, whether we feel like it or not, whether our heart feels like it or not, no. We have started doing dhikr, we are not going to leave dhikr. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Now, if we select a day, let's take an example, that on this day I'm going to attend the dhikr majlis, then don't leave that day. Be observant, be consistent. Be punctual. Then leave it to Allah in that what maqam will Allah give, what heights will He give, what level will He give. We don't need to look for the rules physically. There are many examples. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba Akram, the noble companions would come to his service. Great Sahaba Sabia. And never did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell them lengthy actions or wazifas or recitations. Let me tell you a hadith that for example, somebody was told, say Subhanallah 3 times. Somebody was told, say Allahu Akbar 3 times. Somebody was advised, say Allahumma akfirli. To say that. Yes, no lengthy recitation, no lengthy prayers. The Sahaba Ikram, when they'd stand by saying, Inshallah, all our life long we'll continue to do this. And the Prophet ﷺ replied, you'll be successful. Now, ourselves, we have to think it, that look at the Prophet ﷺ's own life, look at his own lifestyle. In his own family, Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Waj, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, the wazifa, the prayer that he prescribed to them, the Prophet ﷺ gave them wazifa, that less in quantity, 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 34 times, Allahu Akbar. Yes, this wazifa, Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Waj radiallahu ta'ala, said that for the rest of my life, that such difficult times came, the time of Siffin, and there were other expeditions and difficult moments and nights and days. He said, difficult phases came. But he said, Thum Alhamdulillah, never did a time come that I forgot the wazifa that was prescribed, the prayer that was prescribed by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So man, this is called, what is this called? Steadfastness. And without steadfastness, we have the fruit, the plant. One is the raw plant, and one is the fully, you could say, cooked plant. So will you like to have the fully cooked plant or the raw plant that's not being grown fully? No, we want the fully grown one, sweet. Nobody will want the bittersweet one, will they? Yes, the fruit. So what's the difference here? Is that when that pomegranate that grew and it stayed on the tree, on the branch for a lengthy amount of time, and that fruit stood there, stayed on the branch, in the heat, it was given that growth, and every person prefers that type of fruit, fully grown and ripe, it's ripe. And if a person says for a pound, no, I don't want this one, rather I'll give you £3 and I'll take the sweet pomegranate, because its value increases. In the same way, you have a raw deed, and one is a ripe deed. So the raw deed is that you've done that deed, you've worked hard at that time, maybe 1 week or 5 days or 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, and after that, what happens? That the emphasis on that deed reduces, that the amal, it stays raw. In the akhirah, there'll be no value, because you did not solidify that deed, you did not make it robust, you didn't allow it to grow and ripen and become mature, you should say. So this is the difference. We have a lot of desire nowadays, and we see this. Tell me more prayer to do. I want to do optional fasts and voluntary this action and optional. I'll keep 7 fasts in the day or 3 in the month. I'll do. And when we start doing those actions, then after that we're going to U-turn, reverse gear, yeah, deflated. Slowly. I've seen this kamal. That when I used to go to Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, then. Before that, Allahu Akbar, what was the situation? That when a person gets the farmer who tills and works hard and farms the land, then the plant doesn't know, where am I going to be planted? Where am I going to grow? So for example, we say, I'll do this action, I'll do that action, I can do this action as well. There's a lot. I can do nawafil and optional deeds and fasting, everything. Yes, used to run at that time. As I said, the hal at that time with this, sometimes we did this, sometimes we left it, sometimes we did something else. And Hazrat Sahib Rahmatullah, when I was in his service, in his company, may Allah Ta'ala gave a great lofty status to Hazrat Sahib. Ameen. And at the time when I came into his service, all the extra optional deeds stopped. No fasting, this reciting. Hazrat said, this morning and evening, do this maraqabah. Do you think? I said, is that it? This is maybe nothing, not enough. Maybe it's a reduction in what's been given to me. Subhanallah. And with that istiqamat, with that steadfastness, the enjoyment I attained in my life was just on being steadfast on that deed. Subhanallah. I'll tell you the truth, that this is what I learned from my Shaykh's company. Istiqamat, being steadfast. I never saw Hazrat Sahib do a deed that was not consistent. Regularity. Steadfastness. This was a unique element and factor in Hazrat Sahib's life. My Shaykh never saw that he did something one day, the next day he didn't do it. Could not imagine seeing that. Whole life long I saw Hazrat Sahib like this. He had one great, unique, shining light that you could see example. That any amal he adopted, he would continue. every day. We didn't look at quantity, subhanAllah. Wasn't the quantity that was observed there. Yes, they didn't pester any student. Rather, they made it easy for the student. Easy. If you see this, how easy it is, morning and evening, you said you do one tasbih of Allah's dhikr. How easy it is. It's very easy, isn't it? Simple. Yes, not taxing on us. We say, no, I don't want to do that. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me, I'm not enjoying myself. I need more. But istiqamat is the factor that we need to run towards. Istiqamat, steadfastness. Such a great asset is istiqamat. Regularity, because nafs overtakes us. Our base desires overtake us. Without istiqamat, being steadfast, nobody can become a pious person. You know, when we look and try to become pious, and when we make this selection, I want to go and look for a wali Allah, a sheikh, sit in his company, go and say salam, then remember one point that I'm making clear now. Look for this specific sign in that pious person. Has he got istiqamat? Is he steadfast? Regular? Wherever you see a person who's got istiqamat, regularity, then say that this is above the miracles. Fawqul karamat, has a Junaid Baghdadi. SubhanAllah, who doesn't know his name? Great sheikh, lofty status, heightened status. What a great wali of Allah, his karamat, his miracles, his vision. Imagine his life, his status. And somebody wrote a book about his karamat, his miracles. Remember, every wali Allah had a karamat. I say every word of the wali Allah is a miracle. SubhanAllah. Wali Allah, his every word is a miracle. Why do you look for miracles around him physically? He is a living miracle. SubhanAllah. They are the demonstration of miracle. This is the status of a wali of Allah. SubhanAllah. Yes, don't need to look for physical magic and miracles. When we select or look for a wali Allah, we say, tell me, this sheikh's come? Is it? Then suddenly we say, what karamat did you see? What miracles did he do? What new things did you see inside him? What did he tell you maybe that you didn't know, etc.? You'll look for those things, you'll look for those things, you'll seek those things. But when a person looks for miracles around an individual, he sees nothing. A person who doesn't see look for miracles, every word of that teacher is deemed a miracle. Experience that. You can experience that. Ah, subhanAllah. So this is the standard we need to have. Wali Allah is that person who has karamat, miracle. As a Junaid Baghdadi, a person came to him like me, and he was looking for Wali Allah, Sheikh, seeking. He arrived to the company of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi. 1 year, 2 years, how many years? 20 years he stayed in his midst, in his company. 20 years he stayed in the company of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi. And after 20, he said, Hazrat, I need to return. Please give me a permission. He said, why did you come? Why are you returning? And so look at the quality of that Wali Allah. He didn't ask him, why have you come? He didn't poke his finger into him and say, why have you come? Where are you from before? What's your background? Who are you linked with? What business do you have? How many shops do you have? What is this? What is that? And will you put money into the money box here? Will you put some into my share? I've heard your business is thriving. And he tries to take money from that person. So these are the miracles of here in this day and age. SubhanAllah. The Walis of Allah. Yeah? This is what they do. They look for material and dunya. But Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, they didn't ask him, where have you come from? Why did you come? Why are you leaving? SubhanAllah. But he said, when he departed, he said, I saw you used to sit here, etc. MashaAllah, just like many people are sitting here. And I don't know many people sitting here. And those people who I know, I don't even know their names. To the truth, I don't even know their names. Yes, this is not piety. This is just the focus doesn't go. And I feel ashamed sometimes. How do I call this brother? I don't even remember his name. If you go back to the example. So, he said, why are you departing? He said, why did you come? He said, Hazrat, that came, maybe you're Wali Allah, and you're a sheikh, and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, okay, what was your standard, your criterion? He said, what have you seen? He said, 20 years I've not seen any miracle, I've not seen you do any magic, you haven't asked for dua for rain to fall, I've not seen any jinn taken out, no, sort of casting a spell on someone or exorcist actions, etc. All the time you just do dhikr. Somebody said, you just keep doing dhikr and speaking about dhikr and that's it. Nothing else. Imagine. He said, always just speak about dhikr. Do you have no any other action apart from dhikr? I said, may Allah not allow that any other action comes into my life. SubhanAllah. This is the hal of people today. So, he said, Okay, I'll ask you a question as well. He said, yes, please tell me. He said, 20 years you spent in my company, mashallah, you got a bit of wisdom and understanding now. Yes, there's such a great wali's company sat in. Maybe it didn't rub off into him because you don't force it onto a person. This is Allah's hukam. That if you desire to be influenced, Allah says, I'll open your hearts and you'll get ilm. But if you don't want to be improved, then you won't understand the Quran. Allah says you have to have talab, desire. When you have desire, then your heart will open. Then you will learn the deen. But if your heart's not open, you won't recognize who is Junaid Baghdadi. But obviously he was influenced and improved. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, you are seeking miracles, but I ask you one question. That 20 years you stayed in my company, did you ever see an action that after I started it, that I stopped it or I left it, that went against the sunnah? Did you ever see that I did that, an action that I left it? He said, 20 years I've not seen an action, that any amal of yours that you rejected or you left it. Yes, and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, this is istiqamat, and this is the greatest miracle, to stay steadfast, consistent with all the actions that you do. Istiqamat, regularity. All of the miracles are within the action in istiqamat. Remember this. Remember this. Allah, when He gives the tawfiq, if you want to see a pious elder, then this is piety. That when somebody starts an amal, alhamdulillah, and within that deed, within that, apart from a very extreme measure, he's ill, Sharia allows him an excuse, he can't walk, etc. Even that amal, you can still fulfill that. Even then Allah will allow you. Because Allah doesn't look towards quantity. If you do 1,000 tasbih, for example, and you are stuck because you don't have time and you are ill, then you can sit down and even if you say 3 times Allah, then your wazifa, your prayer for that time is done. It's done. It's complete, because this is called istiqamat. That 3 times he's remembered Allah, alhamdulillah, then he's successful, that person. Because he doesn't let go of the action. So every day you come to the dhikr of Allah, you say, alhamdulillah, I'll give you the example. Morning, person makes niyyah, I'm going to sit in the dhikr in the morning regularly. Alhamdulillah, his door is open. He makes niyyah, intention, I'm going to go and sit in the morning. Now when he sits, if he cannot sit in the whole of the dhikr session in the morning, majlis, and due to some factor, due to some reason, genuine excuse or reason, he can only sit 3 minutes, then he has to depart. I swear by Allah, the whole thawab of that majlis he will attain. The whole of thawab. All the rule, subhanAllah. Because Allah has made deen very simple, because he's got istiqamat in his life. Regularity, he leaves home and hastens to him and says, I'll get 3 minutes, I'll sit down. He comes, sits down 3 minutes, and 3 times he says Allah, then he departs, then he becomes a complete dhakir. He's counted as a complete dhakir. Subhanallah, it attains walaya. And if Allah Ta'ala wants, he doesn't make his friend from any other path. Allah says, I'll give you amal, deed, and you need to be regular in that deed. Always you have to be regular in the deeds they do. And the biggest theft that takes place is shaitan's theft on regularity of deeds. Being consistent. So remember, we don't need enjoyment. We don't need enjoyment, because as long as we enjoy deeds, we continue. We'll do 1,000, 2,000. But when the nafs lacks enjoyment, stops enjoying, then it's like the balloon that's popped. All the air disappears. As the Thanwi Sahib said, whether you enjoy or not, whether your heart feels like it or not, whether your mind feels like it or not, but continue to do the dhikr of Allah. Continue to do the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. That's it. There's no other objective. 5 minutes dhikr, 3 minutes dhikr, 2 minutes dhikr, 2 tasbih dhikr, 3 tasbih dhikr. Istiqamah, don't reject istiqamah. Regularity. Present yourself to Allah regularly. Don't fail. Don't leave any out. So if there's any nafal action, voluntary action, so-called small deed will give you very lofty status. Allah says, whoever does good deeds, good deeds, good deeds, nafal, nafal, nafal. Allah says, eventually because my beloved, I've become his tongue from which he speaks, I've become his feet from which he walks. Nafal takes a person to a high status because he's got istiqamat, continuity. Always do dua to Allah. This is a very big principle of tasawwuf, a lesson of tasawwuf. So remember this, whenever you do an action, have courage, determination. Allah says in the Quran that make effort. Effort doesn't mean stay awake all night, keep fast all day, leave your house, go to the jungle, wilderness, and you think you're doing mujahida. You're struggling, making effort, and you detach yourself from the world. Dunya, Allah says no, do any amal. Striving means do any amal, but do it all the time, regularly, until you pass away. Don't leave the action. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, he said, Hazrat, so now you have gone to a very high level and you're about to depart after all these years in my company. And the beloved of you said that, why, for example, do you have a problem, difficulty? Don't do tasbih. You only said, put it down. He said, why are you saying this? This tasbih took me to this level. So I leave that tasbih now, do I? That I give you wasiyah that when I pass away, that you also put this tasbih with me into my grave. Subhanallah. Istiqamat, regularity. So every wali Allah who became a wali, everyone who got close to Allah, Shaykh, his greatest effort and striving and his greatest miracle was what? That any deed he did or he initiated, he was steadfast in that deed and regular and consistent. For example, I'll give you an example. Alhamdulillah, you're all pious, good people. It's the night of Jummah. You've made a commitment that will come on Thursday night, the night of Jummah. You make niyyah that on this evening we are going to be regular, steadfast. So Allah Ta'ala opens his door of mercy to an individual that is my servant. He wants to get close to me. He wants to come to me, close to me. And he's opening the door. And Allah says, now I'll bring that door very wide open. Make your niyat. When you want to make an amal, a deed strong, this deed will take me to Allah. It's a small deed, no doubt, but I can do it. Allah want to be regular. Then what happens is that definitely every Thursday night from the morning start to prepare. From the morning start to prepare. We've seen that start preparing on Thursday morning, that tonight will be the night of Jummah. We'll go to the majlis, do dhikr. Keep reminding yourself. Keep on reminding yourself. And every time you think about it, prepare for the majlis. You will remove the barriers that are in front of you. You will sit so fresh and nicely. And the enjoyment from that dhikr gathering will be so unique and beautiful that you'll feel good. Not this, I used to go in the night, but I can't go anymore. I've seen many people disappear. Many people, they came with passion, extreme passion. They loved it. They loved the gathering. Then slowly, slowly, week, disappear. But now, alhamdulillah, see such people who are mutawatir. For years, they're coming regularly. No stopping. Very great achievement, alhamdulillah. Karam, Allah's mercy. Even if a person has this much steadfastness on a deed like this, which is a great deed, the gathering of Allah's remembrance. Then my brothers, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that you adopt a measure, an action, then you leave it. You take a U-turn. Always continue with action, and Allah Ta'ala will assist when you do the action. May Allah Ta'ala give me capability, ability, and tawfiq, and you as well. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, al-Mu'alamin, salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidu al-Salim, Shabihim al-Amin, Tawwa Yusin, Habibu al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin, Nabiyadu Mijib, Azwajihi, Mawtin, Azuliyyatihi, wa Inibatihi, Kamha Sallaita ala Al-Ibrahim, إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ وَسَلِّمْ تَسْلِيمًا دَائِمًا أَبَدًا كَثِيرًا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطونا وهدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانرم بكرم من يرتيم ويسهون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.